社会风气的扭曲啊。
That is the twisting of a world trend.
赌博不是一个很好的休闲，但是打球是一个很好的。
Gambling definitely is not a good leisure activity, but actually playing soccer is good.
所以我鼓励我们弟兄姐妹都有正当的休闲活动。
So I encourage you to all have like good leisure activities.
请问各位，你们都做什么休闲呢？
Let me ask you a question. What are your hobbies, leisure activities?
我相信有人喜欢户外运动。
Some people like outdoor activities.
登山、滑雪、
like、
打
hiking,
打球、
skiing,
骑马、
playing,
游泳、钓鱼、
swimming,
打猎、
fishing,
划船、
boating,
骑自行车等等。
Biking.
但也有人喜欢静态的、室内的啊，例如像、
like、
下棋、打桥牌、
playing、
看电影、
chess,
听音乐、集邮、
listening to music,
什么钱币、
like、
品茶、插花、画画、弹琴等等。
And drinking tea, playing piano, stuff like those.
不管是动态的或是静态的，都很好。
No matter what, I think both indoor and outdoor activities are good.
我不晓得你喜欢做什么。
I don't know what you
prefer. 但是千万你不要告诉我，你最喜欢的休闲就是玩手机。
But don't tell me your favorite actual leisure activity is actually playing on your cell phone.
因为现代人的休闲已经渐渐被手机所取代了。
Because contemporary people, their leisure has been replaced, preceded by playing on phone.
以前不离不弃叫夫妻，现在不离不弃叫。你们都知道啊。
Before it's like couples should be not be separated. Now it's like husband and wife should not be separate for their smartphones.
现在我们仿佛已经活在一个叫做机不可失的时代啊。那个机就是手机啊，没有手机就不活不下去了。
Nowadays, nobody wants to lose their opportunities to gain business. Without smartphones, it looks like we cannot even survive.
我现在发现大家来教会很多时候都在找，不是找圣经，是找他的手机。
A lot of people come to church not to look for Bibles, but look for their smartphones.
如果你家里有青少年，
if you have a teenager in your household,
玩太多手机。
And they play all the time on a smartphone.
有专家警告你。
Some scholars and experts have already warned.
假如你敢没收他的手机，
if you dare to take their smartphone,
他起先会出现焦虑不安。
They're going to be very anxious at first.
然后开始烦躁。
And then they'll become agitated.
之后他就会发怒。
And getting impatient and angry.
甚至会砸东西，会攻击人。
And then they'll start attacking people.
千万不要随便尝试。
And smash things on the ground. So don't even try that.
你看今天我们到处都可以看到低头族。
Now you can see a lot of people are actually lowering their
heads. 不论你在等车也好，等飞机也好，在搭乘地铁排队买东西，说不定你自己都在低头族的行列。
Whether they're waiting for airlines or for buses, they're always lowering their head and then look on their smartphones.
你在家里第一天起床的时候，眼睛张开的时候，第一件事情是什么？
So what do you do after you get up every day?
你都不晓得原来你已经被手机所控制了。
You don't even know you're actually addicted to smartphone already.
上个礼拜六。
So last Saturday,
正当我要回家的时候，我发现教会突然间，我门口围了一大堆人。
I found a group of people actually around our church.
特别是在我停车的那个地方，我说糟糕了，怎么
actually beside my car,
二三十个人，老老少少、大大小小都有，尤其中年人更多。
I was wondering how there were so many people there, like even middle-aged people were there.
我吓了一跳，怎么回事？我们教会怎么了？门口怎么了？是不是
？I was shocked.
而且围在我的车子旁边。
And they're actually surrounding my car.
仔细一看。
So when looking at it more carefully,
每个人都在看。
Everybody was looking at their smartphones.
好像在抓什么东西啊。
It looks like they're actually catching something.
我们这里就有一个什么台，基地台，就刚好在我们教会门口这里啊。原来都在玩手机啊。
So they're all like playing on their smartphones.
好，对不起，我不是说我们不能玩手机。
I didn't mean you cannot play on your smartphone.
而是我们需要认识并拥有健康的休闲观。
What I meant is you need to have a healthy view about what would be considered as a good leisure activity.
这样才能够真正帮助我们一个平衡的生活。
And that way it can help us to balance our life.
我们这样才能够讨神喜悦。
In order to please God.
那到底要怎么样，有怎么样才能够有健康的休闲观呢？
But how can we have a good healthy view of a leisure activity?
好，我们要从刚才的经文，我们一起来学习。
So let's just learn from the scripture we just read.
首先我要认识休闲的重要，那是人人都需要的。
First, we need to recognize the importance of leisure activity. Everyone needs it.
好，我们再来读一次今天的经文，约翰三书第二节。
John 3, verse 2.
请。
Beloved, I wish above all things that you mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth.
凡事兴盛是指生活中所有的事情都蓬勃发展。
All things may prosper means all things in your life will prosper.
当然这也包括休闲在内。
That also including leisure activity.
圣经虽然没有直接提到休闲这个词，但是却有许多关于休闲娱乐的记载。
Bible does not directly mention leisure.
例如耶稣
but there are still many records about leisure and entertainment in the Bible.
吹奏歌曲跳舞之事。
So it talked about how children were actually playing musical instruments and dancing. 保罗圣经中也喜欢
引用当时奥林匹克运动会当中的赛跑、脚力、拳击等等的例证来劝勉基督徒。
Apostle Paul also used those wrestling games and other kinds of games, the Olympic games, to actually encourage the Christians at that time.
在旧约圣经当中也经常记载以色列民族常有弹琴、唱歌、击鼓、跳舞的这些习俗。
The Old Testament also recorded the Israelites actually had a lot of their own traditions, like playing musical instruments and dancing.
甚至在创世纪记载人类始祖当中，特别还提到尤巴这个人是一切弹琴吹箫之人的始祖。
And even in Genesis, they talked about like the ancestor of all the people who actually play musical instruments.
这些间接的证据都一再表明休闲对人类生活的重要性。
These records all show like how leisure is so important to us.
而且这也是上帝对人的心意。
That's also God's will to us.
尤其许多基督徒竟然误以为说信主之后，我们只要天天读经、祷告、传福音就够了，而忽略了休闲生活的重要。
Many Christians mistakenly thought that being a Christian, you should just do reading the Bible every day, praying to the Lord, and preaching the gospel, and there's no need for leisure activities.
事实上，每一个人都应该用正确的态度来面对健康的休闲娱乐生活。
But that is not true. Everybody needs to have leisure activities.
Yeah, 因此首先我们就必须要明白休闲乃是合乎圣经的。
So first we need to understand leisure is actually biblical. Everyone needs leisure to balance their life.
而且每一个人都需要休闲生活作为生活的消遣调剂。
Everybody needs entertainment.
每一个人我们被造不是做机器的。
We're created not to live as a machine.
天天工作不是神创造人的目的。
We're not just created to work. It's not God's purpose for creating us.
况且就算再耐用的机器也需要有润滑保养，更何况是人呢？
Even the most durable machine needs lubricants in order to get entertained.
我们
看见
现代人生活
maintained.
步调越来越快，越来越快。
Now our living pace has become faster and faster.
在分秒必争的工作环境当中，人如果没有一点生活调剂，身体的免疫能力就会下降。
In such intense competition, if we don't have leisure activities, and then our immune system is going to actually go down.
这样就很容易生病。
Then we're going to get sick really easily.
再强壮的身体也会受不了。
So if no matter how strong you are, you're still going to actually get sick.
你的健康就会亮起红灯。
Then your health is going to flash in red.
所以每一个人都必须要有休闲的生活。
So everybody needs to have leisure activities.
当年主耶稣说了一个比喻。
Jesus had given us a parable.
他说我可用什么来比喻这世代呢？
He said, to what can I compare this generation?
好，我们一起来读这段经文。
Let's read this scripture together.
请。
They're like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling out to others. We play the pipe for you. You did not dance. We sang a dirge and you did not mourn.
我们看见一个麻木不仁的世代。
We saw like a numb generation.
那是一个不正常、不健康的世代。
That is not normal and unhealthy.
因为当小孩子他们在街上吹笛跳舞的时候，哎，没有人反应啊。
Because when these people saw children sitting in the marketplaces and calling out for others, nobody reacted.
这也说明人乃是有休闲的需要。
So that also, you know, kind of manifested that people did need leisure activities.
当人要分享快乐的时候，就要一起欢乐。
So when people want to share their happiness with you, we need to be happy with them.
假如你今天花了八个钟头都在做同样一件事情，
if you spend like 8 hours to do the same thing in the same day,
那非常的容易累的。
Then it's going to be very easy for you to get tired.
我们的神经系统，我们就很容易感觉到痛苦。
Our nerves, neurological system will become very painful.
身体也感到疲乏。
And then we'll get tired.
所以要换一个事情来做。
So we need to actually change our mode a little bit.
来调剂生活。
In order to balance our life.
好叫身体不再觉得疲乏。
So that we don't feel tired anymore.
甚至就会消除疲劳。
So we will feel like more relaxed.
这就是休闲的重要。
That is what...Leisure is so important.
所以当一个孩子在学校读了八个小时的书，回到家里之后，他打打篮球、玩玩游戏， 这个玩就成为他的一种休闲调剂。
So after kid finished his school for like 8 hours, he needed to play basketball in order to relax himself.
但是倘若他一天到晚都在玩游戏
，But if this kid has been playing basketball, playing video games all the time,
那就不叫调剂了。
Then that's not called balancing his life.
倘若白天晚上都沉浸在这里面，那不叫休闲，那个叫做上瘾。
If he always plays video games morning and night and it's not called leisure anymore, it's called addiction.
圣经也告诉我们
The Bible tells us
凡事都可行但不都有益处
Everybody, you can do everything but not everything's beneficial.
我们一起来读这一段经文好不好预备请
I have the right to do anything you say but not everything's beneficial. I have the right to do anything but I will not be mastered by anything.
他的辖制
Not be mastered by anything.
所以凡事都行，表示任何休闲我都可以去做的。
So, everything can do everything means you can do all different kinds of leisure activities.
但不一定不会都会有益处的。
But not everything is beneficial.
最重要的是你要把握一个原则。
The most important thing you have to understand the principle.
就是不要受到它的辖制。
Don't be controlled by it.
就是上瘾的辖制。
Don't be addicted to it.
你要去控制它，而不是被它控制。
Don't be mastered by it, but master it.
这样的休闲才是我们所需要的。
These kind of leisure activities are activities we need.
尤其在暑假期间
，especially in the summer，
小孩没事做就很容易过度的休闲，控制不当而上瘾。
When kids have nothing else to do, they could be mastered by a lot of addictions.
做父母的人除了要督促孩子努力上进学习功课
，As parents, you should actually monitor your kids' behavior and encourage them to make progress.
但另外一方面也要教导鼓励儿女有正当的适当的休闲活动
But on the other hand you also need to encourage your kids to have some proper leisure activities
所以你要适度的安排 家庭的旅游
So you need to have some vacations with your family members
不要天天只成为虎爸虎妈式的严格教育
Don't just become a tiger mom and tiger dad
而忽略了他们也是正常人需要有健康的生活调剂
But ignore their needs of having leisure activities
读书学业虽然重要
Study is very important
但是陪伴引导甚至培养儿女有好的休闲生活才能够使他们更加优秀。
But being a company to your kids and guiding your kids and training your kids is to have them to have a very good leisure life.
正如我们当中有许多人为事业工作繁忙，虽然工作事业很重要，但是这不是我们人生的全部。
A lot of people are very focusing on their professional development, but that's not all.
当我们有适度的休闲生活，这样才会让我们更加突破人生的瓶颈。重拾人生的乐趣。
When we have proper level of leisure activities, then we can actually enjoy our life more.
能够体验神的创造何等美好，并活出更丰富蒙福的人生。
Then we can experience how beautiful God's creation is and how beautiful our life can be.
第二方面，我们要来明白休闲的方式，乃是要平衡发展。
Next thing, we need to know the ways of getting leisure.
我们再来读一次今天的经文，预备，请。
Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper.
灵魂兴盛一样。好，当约翰写信给该犹，诚心祝愿祈祝福祈愿他凡事兴盛。
So when John was reading this, was writing this letter, he really wanted his brother to prosper, to be healthy.
好，这个凡事兴盛呢，不同于。现代我们所强调所谓的兴盛神学啊，成功神学啊，繁荣神学啊，而是希望他能够在各方面都平衡发展，以达到身体健康的目的。
All my goal does not mean to promote prosperity theology, but to have a balanced life so that he can be so fully and spiritually healthy, physically also.
也许该由这个人他的灵性不错
，Maybe Gaius may have a good spiritual life.
但是他的身体可能很虚弱
But physically he's very weak
所以约翰就祈愿他能够在全方位都发展健全
So John actually wishes Gaius to have a balanced life so that he can prosper in all things
其中就包括他的休闲生活
including his leisure activities
以至于他能够达到身体健康的目的
So he can also be physically healthy
就如同他灵魂兴盛也就是他如同他旺盛的灵命一样
As well as his spiritual health and also his soulful health.
好，请注意这一句话是人的祝愿，不是神的应许。
So behold, actually, that's a man's wish, not actually God's promise.
有些错误的教导或是误解圣经。
There are some wrong teachings about the Bible.
只要你灵性好，信心强，身体就必先健壮。
Some people say if you're spiritually healthy, then physically you're definitely going to be healthy.
显然，这样的教训与圣经所记载的事实不符。
So definitely that's wrong.
有些教导真的是让你啼笑皆非。
So a lot of teachings are actually kind of crazy.
鼓励性信徒要抓住这一节的圣经应许，认定只要你爱神，你就必定凡事兴盛，事业发达，钱财滚滚而来。
So as long as your spiritual life is good in the faith, and if faith is strong, then your health is going to be good also. And if you love God, and you'll be prosperous in everything. And you're going to have all kinds of blessings.
其实这根本不是这节经文原来的意思。
No, that is wrong. That is not what the Bible verse meant here.
我们知道这里真正所强调的是一种健康平衡的重要性。
The emphasis here is to have a balanced life.
是一个成功蒙福的人生。
A successful, blessed life.
绝对不是一个只会赚钱的机器，而不懂享受人生的各样美好。
So you're not going to become like a machine just for earning money.
他的人生若只是拼命赚钱
，enjoy your life.
那最后只会成为一个穷的只剩下钱的人。
Then if you just want to earn money in your life, and then you just become a poor man with nothing except money.
我们都不希望成为这样的人，是不是
？So we don't want to become these kind of people, right?
很流行，最近很流行这个，穷的只剩下钱啊。
So it's very popular, you know, recently that a lot of people have become like a poor man with nothing except money.
因此，人生许多的美好，我们要勇于去尝试。
So a lot of beautiful things in this world, we need to experience.
尤其在休闲生活当中，你可以去体会。
We need to try and we need to experience.
你有真正欣赏过蓝天白云的美丽
？Have you ever actually paid attention to the clouds in the sky?
品尝过大海的味道吗
？Have you ever noticed the blue sky and blue ocean?
你有经历过钓鱼的刺激跟打球的快感吗
？Have you ever experienced the enjoyment of fishing and playing different kinds of balls?
你只想当个不懂情趣的书呆子
？Or you just want to become like a boring man?
说不定从来不会弹琴的你，也有潜力可以学成。
Maybe you haven't really known like how to play a music instrument. You still have that potential to know how to play.
你不去尝试，你怎么会知道呢
？If you have never tried, how do you know you have that potential?
我们教会最近开了吉他班。
So recently we have started like guitar class.
我们有很多人来帮忙教。
A lot of people have actually registered for this class. It's pretty popular.
明天威斯利也要帮忙来教。
Tomorrow Wesley is going to actually help teaching again. As last,
我不晓得是不是最后一次帮忙教。
Monday, I don't know if this is the last time.
但是我们之后还有很多人来教。
But we have a lot of guitar teachers in this class.
初级班啊。
Elementary level.
可是你不晓得他们以后会有什么发展。
But you really don't know how much development or progress they're going to make in the future.
除了是训练人才，教会将来侍奉人才，并且提供向社区传福音的机会。
Besides training musicians and also providing an opportunity to outreach the community,
我看见有十几个学生，他们很看重他们休闲生活。
I have also seen these students are actually really want to have some type of leisure activities.
他们对追求自己更快的人生永不放弃。
They care for like a more healthy and a happy life.
愿意付代价去认真学习。
They're willing to pay price in order to learn how to play guitar.
我看到他们天天练到这个手起泡了，也不后悔。
They started having bubbles on their hands.
这让我很感动。
So that actually touched me a lot.
也很痛快。看到别人受苦很痛快，因为当年也是这样受苦过来的，很以他们为荣。
So I feel proud for them for their hard work.
也为这些人的祷告。三个月后，我们不晓得他们要变怎么样了。
So pray for them. We don't know what they're going to become in 3 months.
我们拭目以待，好不好
？So we're going to wait, wait and see.
没人理我。我们当中有很多人都在这当中，给他们一个鼓励，好不好
？Yeah.
拍手一下。
A lot of students are actually in us. Let's give them a round of applause.
好。也许你自己有自知之明，自己知道自己不是那块料。
Maybe you know that you're not a material for any music instrument.
我们自认，我们有一句话叫“朽木”，那是你说的。
Like a rotten wood cannot be craved.
而且休闲生活也不仅限于弹吉他，这我同意。
So leisure activity does not just include playing guitar.
每一个人也都要有不同的兴趣爱好来作为休闲。
Different people should have different interests for their leisure activity.
世界上也有太多各式各样的活动可以成为我们的休闲。
There are all different types of activities that can become our leisure.
同不同意？
Do you agree?
同意哦，所以我们都要去找。
We need to look for them.
也许我们更想知道的是，作为基督徒参加什么样的休闲活动最好。
So maybe want to know as Christians, what are good leisure activities for us?
你们觉得什么最好？
What do you think? Choir?
其实我们刚刚已经读过，就是我凡事都可行，但不都有益处。
So we've just read the word.
无论哪一件，总不受它的辖制。所以在不受辖制的原则之下。其实休闲还要根据每个人不同的状况、不同的需要而定。
So we just read the verse, we may do all things, but not all things are beneficial, and we should not be mastered by things. So we do need to actually know what our leisure activities are according to our needs.
最好能够达到平衡发展而健康的目的。
So leisure is considered according to different needs, but more importantly, it needs to be balanced, developed for your own sake.
因为休闲是要使我们的身体、我们的工作或是我们的生活质量更好。
So leisure activities are actually for better quality of life.
例如肥胖的人或者是个性内向的人，他都就应该多参加一些户外的活动，或是更接触人群来改善。
Like say, if you have gained a lot of weight recently, you need to go out to attend more outdoor activities in order to cut down your weight.
同不同意？
Do you agree?
同意哈。所以你在寻找或是在这个设计，或是在培养你的兴趣爱好、你的休闲生活，就要往那方面去发展。
So when you design your activities and develop your interests, you need to consider your needs.
但另外一方面，假如你是你的休闲活动反倒叫你的身体更状况更糟糕的，你就要去停止，或者是需要改变。
You should actually stop all the leisure activities that could actually harm your health.
比如说心脏不好的人。
For example, if you have cardiological like sicknesses.
哦，就不要去做激烈的运动来。
So you should not do too strong exercises.
好叫他的心脏负担更大。
Then you would actually burden your heart too much.
所以我们要去调整。
Then you need to monitor that.
适合每一个人不同的需要。
Then you need to
来决定。
So it can be according to your needs.
那作为基督徒最好的休闲，你认为我是什么呢？
So as Christians, what are the best leisure activities?
最好就是休息。
I think for me, the best leisure is resting.
但这个休息不是去睡觉。
But resting is not just sleeping.
而是任何可以获得体力、得到恢复、重新得力的途径。
But for gaining more energy.
有些人的休息是借着听音乐安静品味来获得重新出发的力量。
Some people get rest through listening to music so they can regain more strength.
有些人的休息是借着看球赛的高声呐喊来得到身心灵的舒展。
Some by watching soccer games and shouting really loud.
当年主耶稣和他的门徒工作累了。
So when Jesus Christ and his disciples were actually getting really tired during their work, they had their way of resting.
主耶稣对他的门徒说，
So Jesus Christ told his disciples,
我们一起来读这段经文好不好？预备，请。
Because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat. He said to them, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest.
好，这个时候呢，主在那里侍奉，忙得非常，连吃饭的时间都没有，你看他多忙啊。
So our Lord Jesus Christ was very busy. He did not even have a time to eat.
我知道我们当中有些人工作也是忙得没时间吃饭。
So when a lot of people here probably don't even have time to eat, also when you're working.
我知道那种感觉的。
I know that kind of feeling.
所以的是说需要歇一歇。
Then Jesus said to the disciples,
歇一歇呢，就是有休闲的意义在里面。
He said, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." The rest means leisure.
主不是说身体劳累、工作劳累、疲惫就当场歇一歇，不是哦。他还特意说要到野地、到旷野去，到那一边去歇一歇。
Jesus did not say, just sit down and get some rest, but he said, come with me to a quiet place.
也就是要离开这个全然不同的安静环境，到旷野人烟稀少的地方去休息一下。
That means leave that crowded place, but go to a quiet place, still place, then get some rest.
他以及他的门徒可以得除去身体的疲劳，并恢复体力。
So that his disciples can regain their strength.
甚至在身心灵三方面都得到舒展。
So their souls and their spirits and also they can be physically, you know, more healthy.
但是请注意，在这里如果单单只是为了要 得到体力上的休息。耶稣根本不需要千里迢迢跋山涉水带着门徒到旷野的地方，那反而是加重体力的负担了，是不是？
So basically, if Jesus just wanted his disciples to get some physical rest, he wouldn't have asked his disciples to go to another place. That would actually burden their body even more.
如果我们在忙的实在受不了，我们就当场哎，给我五分钟，我打个盹啊。休息一下，又好了，又体力，应该这样才理解才对嘛。
So think about ourselves when we get really tired, we just want to say, "Let me just take a nap and sit down, just get a rest a little bit." We won't go to like a faraway place. But then Jesus Christ told his disciples to go to another place, a different environment.
那需要另外体力的负担呢。
Then you actually spend more energy, physical energy, in order to do that.
况且在这个旷野的条件。不如在家里的床舒服啊。
Especially in the wilderness, there is no comfortable bed for you to rest on.
你如果真正想休息，你会跑去旷野休息。
If you want to rest, are you gonna go to wilderness?
所以那个的休息不单单只是体力上的休息，更是里面的休息，到一个人烟稀少的地方。
So Jesus, what Jesus Christ really meant was he wanted his disciples to have not only have physical rest, but also have spiritual rest.
那边没有人，只有神。
There are no people there. There is only God.
所以在那个地方可以重新灵里的休息。
So his disciples can regain the spiritual strength again.
所以这是主带领他门徒的一种休息的方式。
That was Jesus Christ wanted his disciples to do.
也是一种休闲的方式。
That was a way of leisure.
同样，在我们繁忙工作之余，我们要学主耶稣到野地去歇一歇。
So in the same way, in our busy schedule, we need to learn from Jesus Christ and his disciples. Go to a quiet place to rest.
度假旅游去休息一下。
Try to rent some vacations.
去海边走走。
Go to the seashores.
去山上看看。
Go on the mountains.
到公园散散步，打打球，这都是好事。
Go to some parks, playing basketball.
圣经说，也常说，我们圣经有这样说哈，在诗篇第四十。六篇第十节。
So in Psalms 46 verse 10 says,
预备，请。
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
我们要休息啊。
Be still.
这个休息就是能够重新得力。
Being still will give you more strength.
我们也常说，休息是为了走正远的路。
Resting is for you to do more work.
其实都是相同的道理。
Same theory.
休息乃是为了叫我们的人生更加蒙福，达到凡事兴盛、身体健康的目的。
So getting rest is for ourselves to be more healthy.
但休闲绝不能取代生活的全部，虽然它很重要。
But of course, resting is not all aspects of our lives. Of course,
懂得平衡发展，这样才能够让自己的人生更加充实与美好。
We need to have a more balanced life.
最后一个我们要去认识的是休闲的目的是什么
？Last thing we need to know the purpose of leisure
乃是荣神益人
，glorify God and benefit people。
我们再读一次相同的经文，预备，请。
Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health,
身体健壮
even you so prosper
一样。好，这节经文所提到的，正如你的灵魂兴盛，那个灵魂呢，那个魂字啊，原文是魂一个字啊，也就是指一个人的心思。情感和意志。
So this verse, as it mentions, like so should prosper. So means human's mind, emotion, and will.
所以灵魂兴盛是指一个人的心思健全、情感丰富、意志坚定。
So we need to have a strong mind and a
这样的基督徒才堪称拥有美好的灵性。
Then that we could be called spiritually healthy.
正如我们看一个人，假设他天天上。健身房、哦、在锻炼那个肌肉，哇，看起来 肌肉哇很结实，八块肌，哇，看起来这个很好像很，可是他的这三高啊，哈、啊，胆固醇啊，什么啊，什么胆固醇太高嘛，胆固醇啊，还有什么高的血压，还有他这些，那你说他是健康还是不健康？
Like if a person goes to gym every day and then practice, you know, his muscles and probably gain like 8 pounds, but he has like very high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Do you think he's healthy?
我们看一个光会读书的人，不代表他是聪明的人哦。
If a person just knows how to read, he's not considered a smart person.
哎，一个聪明的人，他不是只光会读书，啊，其他事都不会做。
A smart person does not just know how to read.
同样，我们说一个灵性好的人，一个灵性好的人，他不是只会读圣经，只会祷告，啊，其他什么都跟人家关系也不好。
In the same way, a spiritually healthy person does not just know how to read Bible.
所以同样这里是讲到说一个人的情感、你的意志、你的心思都要健全、都要健康，这才是产生一个美好灵性的人。
Then your emotions, the will should also be healthy in order to be a healthy person.
所以一个健康的基督徒应该注意到自己的灵性跟身体要有平衡，要能够平衡的生活，一方面要操练敬虔，以神的话喂养自己，另外一方面也要操练身体，摄取营养，这个保持整洁作息的规律。
So healthy Christians should be emotionally healthy, mindful healthy, and also willfully healthy.
为了达到这个目的呢，借着适当的休闲来维持身心灵的都健康，这样的生活才能够来荣耀神。
So through proper leisure, we can maintain a healthy life in your body, mind, and soul to glorify God.
所以要知道休闲的目的不是鼓励人尽情享受吃喝玩乐，而是凡事兴盛来荣耀神。
So, having like a proper leisure life doesn't mean that you indulge yourself in binge drinking, but to glorify God.
并且知道说自己在身心灵上我们都得着益处。
We can also be benefited in our body, mind, and soul.
休闲乃是为了让生活的步调放松与休息，以至于我们可以借着生活的调剂与润滑来达到生活更高的境界与达到更长远的目标。
Leisure activities help us relax and also lubricate our lives.
才能使我们活出最大的价值。
So we have a more valuable life.
来满足神对我们生命中的心意和目的。
To glorify God and to please to God.
因此我们都需要有良好的休闲来达到这个目的。
So we need to have proper leisure activities in order to gain that purpose.
但我们要需要会分辨主次，不要本末倒置。
Then we need to prioritize also.
天天休闲而不做正事，这就不好。
If you just like do leisure activities every day without doing anything other things, that's not considered as proper either.
休闲只是工作之余提供了一种调剂、休息、恢复的管道。
So that's just leisure activities is just like a way for you to relax.
而不是成为造成一种放纵、闲懒甚至颓废的机会。
But it's not like for you to indulge yourself in some improper activities or some opportunities for you to do improper things.
可惜的是，今天我们看见许多人渐渐的在沉迷在娱乐、休闲当中，就变得越来越闲懒。
So, unfortunately, we have seen a lot of people who are addicted to improper leisure activities, and then they become like very lazy.
箴言十九章十五节这样告诉我们，一起来读好不好？
Proverbs 19:15.
预备，请。
Laziness brings on deep sleep, and the shiftless go hungry.
另外，在箴言二十一章二十五节也这样说。
Proverbs 21:25. The cravings of the sluggard will be the death of him, because his hands refuse to work.
因此，在我们在休闲之余的时候，我们的态度不要过于松懈。
So when we are actually enjoying our leisure activities, let our attitude be appropriate.
不要在休闲当中我们就变得闲懒了。
Let us not become lazy.
而且变得松懈了。
And then become like shiftless.
因为这样很容易撒旦就在趁虚而入。
Because Satan can really attack us during this time.
有些人一上网，一玩手机，一打游戏，一天就过去了。
So at leisure, if your attitude is too relaxed, it's very easy to be tempted and to sin by to be tempted by Satan. A lot of people play video games, like for a whole day.
该做的正事没做好。
They don't do proper things.
哇，
they don't do their work.
变得越来越不上进。
And they they just lag behind.
最后连自己都讨厌自己。
They even like hate themselves.
自己就觉得自己很没用。
They feel like they're useless.
越活出越没有自信。
And they have no confidence anymore.
所以过度的休闲反而害了自己。
So, overdue like leisure activities could actually harm you.
那是因为他没有活出他的不知道怎么控制他的休闲，他不知道他休闲的目的是要荣耀神。
Because these people don't know how to master or control their leisure activities, they don't know how to glorify God through this leisure activity.
所以我们需要有一个健康的评估，我现在所做的这个休闲这个事上能不能荣耀神呢？
Then you have to have like a healthy evaluation or estimation of your leisure activities. Are these activities glorifying God?
正如保罗所提醒我们的。
Just like Apostle Paul reminded us.
我们一起来读好不好？
Let's read 1 Corinthians.
请。
So whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
神而行。也就是说，我们所做的每一件事情， 包括我们的休闲，你必须要检视一下是否能够荣耀神。
That means everything we do, whatever you do, we need to examine it to see if it's for the glory of God.
例如，当你休闲，你到酒吧的时候，喝酒的时候，你想一想。
Like say, if you go to a bar to drink.
我能不能荣耀神？
Am I doing this to glorify God?
你在拉斯维加斯的时候。
You go to Las Vegas.
哦，正要下赌注的时候。
Start gambling.
你想一想。
Think about that.
荣耀神。
Is this glorifying God?
诶，当然你可以想，圣经又没有说不能喝酒，圣经又没有说不能赌博。
Maybe you're gonna argue the Bible did not say we cannot drink, we cannot gamble.
的确，我同意圣经没有说。
I agree, Bible did not say that very directly.
你可以做，而且圣经说凡事都可行。
That you can do it, even the Bible says you can do everything.
但是你要想一想。
But you have to think about that. Think about this.
我在做这些事情，可不可以荣耀神？
When I do this, do I do this to glorify God?
如果我做了之后不能够荣耀神。我就选择不做。
If I do this not for the glory of God, I would rather choose not to do so.
或许你在繁忙的工作之余，你需要带来你暂时的舒展或休息，所以你所做的这休闲，你都会给自己找很好的理由。
You might find a lot of excuses for you to do all different types of leisure activities.
但是更重要的原则是，如果你不能够借此来荣耀神。那也很可惜，就算你有再多的休闲，再好的理由，也不能够来圆你心中的那个谎。
But then more importantly, if you can't, you do all these leisure activities not to glorify God, it's going to be just like a lie.
因为当你的生命不能够荣耀神，你就失去你生命的意义了。
Because if your life cannot glorify God, you lose the meaning of your life.
这个判断就在于你心中的那把尺是否能够带给你真实的平安。
The judgment is going to be dependent on if that kind of activity is going to bring you true peace.
同样的理由，你去做的休闲，如果会绊倒人，你就不要去做。
In the same way, if you do some leisure activities, actually would actually make people stumble, and you'd better not do it.
如果你说做的休闲不能够带给家人好处，你也不要去做。
If what you do cannot benefit your family, then you better not do it.
因为这些事不能够造就人。
Because these things are not beneficial.
就算是再好的休闲调剂。如果不能够造就人，那也不能够讨神喜悦。
So if the kind of activities that you're taking cannot benefit people, build up people, then no matter how good the leader is, then you won't please God.
那什么叫造就人呢？
So what does it mean by building up people?
就是能够帮助人，包括自己跟别人。
It means to help others and also help yourself.
你休闲当然考虑自己身心灵的更加的健康，让自己品德更高尚，灵性更成长，工作更有效率，家庭更加和睦。这些都是造就人的事。
So what does it mean by building other people? That means you have to be able to live a healthy life and also to be morally more healthy.
倘若你的休闲不能够达到这个目的，你就宁愿选择不要去做。
If your leisure activities cannot achieve those purposes, you better not do those.
要知道，其实啊，凡事兴盛不是基督徒休闲的目的。
So all may go well.
容神一人才是。
So to prosper in everything is not the purpose of leisure for Christians, but to glorify God and benefit people is.
当我们的生命能够去容神益人，我们的生命才可能凡事兴盛。
When our lives can glorify God and benefit other people, then we can really prosper.
所以凡事兴盛不是一个原因，是一个必然的结果。
So being prospering everything is actually a result.
所以当我们的生命被神得着之后，我们活着就是为主而活。
So when our lives are really gotten by God, and then we can really live for God.
我们的时间精力就是属于主的。
Our time and energy actually belong to God.
就不要浪费在无益的事上。
So we should not waste our time and energy in those improper things.
那相反的是，倘若我们的休闲只为了主，或是为了更加爱主。更加讨主喜悦，那你就不要推迟。
But instead, if your leisure activities can really glorify God and benefit other people, and don't hesitate to do that.
最后，我们都知道，我们需要培养一个正当的娱乐与休闲的活动。
But at last, we all know we need to develop a proper leisure lifestyle.
每一个基督徒都必须。
It is a must for every Christian.
但是我们也要小心。
But we need to be careful.
适可而止。
We need to have self-control.
因为凡事不都有益处，总不要受到他的辖制。
So we can do everything, but not everything is beneficial. We should not be mastered by these things.
这里讲到说他的辖制是用 动物的他，不是那一件事的瑕疵，是背后属灵势力的瑕疵。
So the word the thing is actually a animal kind of tense. So it's not actually masters, but more like animal spirit.
所以不要让我们借着休闲的理由让撒旦来得着我们。
So let us not be controlled or bounded by Satan because of his leisure activities.
所以我们要需要平衡，除了消极的提防谨慎之外，我们更要积极的去寻找与发掘。
Besides, like passively handling these kind of leisure activities, we need to also actively discover or positively discover good leisure activities.
对你而言，什么才是能够容神一人？
So for you, what types of leisure activities are considered as glorifying God and benefiting people?
对你而言，什么才是最适合的休闲活动？
So for you, what is the most appropriate leisure activities?
因为这是因人而异的。
Because these are, it could be really different for different people.
圣经也提醒我们，他说，提摩太前书四章八节，我们一起来读好了，预备，请。
For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come.
你想，如果说我们连操练身体的益处都算少，那我们是不是更应该考虑要操练金钱来成为我们的目标？
So basically, the Bible tells us physical training is of lesser value than training yourself to be more godly.
所以我们就用一个不同的心态，把敬拜、灵修、唱诗、祷告、默想等等这些，凡是能够提升我们更加敬虔的方式，都当成我们的休闲呢？
So why don't we treat like attending choir, singing Christian songs?And meditating on God's words and reading Bible as something that what God wants us to do.
你要如何能够达成这个目的呢？
How can we achieve that goal?
其实是可以的。
That's actually doable.
我认识一些爱主的家庭弟兄姐妹。
I've known a lot of brothers and sisters.
他们平常工作非常的辛苦繁忙。
They're very busy with their work schedule.
但是他们把每一年的假期起来累积起来都去拿来参加。特别聚会。
But then they use all their resting time or vacation time for some special conferences.
作为全家人的旅游度假的机会。
They use those conferences as their vacation time.
不但享受休闲乐趣，又能够提升他们的灵命。
They don't actually take other types of leisure activities, but then they go to the conference in order to improve their spiritual life.
所以他们每年都如此行。
So every year they do the same thing.
这个在中西部非常的流行。
Which is really popular in Ohio.
然后也在芝加哥的地方，我每一年都有特会。
In Chicago also, we always have conferences every year.
所以我们特别是在 July 4th, 就是这个国庆假节期间，中西部是一个几千人聚在一起。我过去在那边也经常服侍，所以明白大家都把这个机会聚集起来，大家能够在那边得着一个很好的休闲。
So every July 4th weekend in Ohio, all Christians gather together to have like a special conference in order to build up each other.
Now,不过参加这种特会在这边的机会呢，不是天天都有的。
But then these kind of opportunities are very rare. It's not going to be held every day.
你仍然可以找到天天操练敬虔的休闲方式。
But still, you could actually find some other ways in order to be more godly.
例如过去你喜欢唱流行歌。
For example, you used to like singing popular songs.
但是你信主之后，你可以天天唱改唱诗歌。
But then after you believe in Jesus Christ, you can actually start singing Christian songs every day. Gospel songs.
假如你过去你吃饭前这个饭后有散步的习惯。
If you have formed habit of going out and jogging after eating.
吃饱饭会走一走在外面走
一走。I know a lot of people like jogging after eating.
但你还是一样可以到你吃饱饭到小区走一走。只是你可以怎么样呢你一边走。一边就举起圣洁的手，为你的社区、为你的邻居来祝福。
If you still have that habit, you can still do that. You can still jog, but the different thing after you become a Christian, you could probably pray for your community while you're jogging.
你用这样方式来操练敬虔，又达到休闲的目的。
So using this to actually practice, you know, being more godly, but also you can have some type of leisure.
何乐而不为呢
？So how good is that going to be?
当我们经常这样操练敬虔。不管我相信，不管你的小区规划美不美丽，你一定可以经历享受，如同在天父的花园里面散步一样。
So if you keep on doing this, if you actually keep on jogging and praying, your community, even though your community might not be that beautiful, you can still feel like you're in Father's garden.
你可能会回忆，当你跟你最爱的人当年在谈恋爱的时候，去到哪里都像天堂，是不是？
You might recall like when you fell in love with your loved ones, and then you felt like whenever you're with that person, it would feel like in heaven.
同样，你跟你最爱的天父在一起，神与你同在，那就是天堂了，不是吗？
So it's in the same way, if you can be with our godly, our loving Father, wouldn't that be felt the same way? Like you feel like you're in heaven?
所以求主帮助我们，让我们都能够一起来经历，我们可以提升，凡事可以提升我们更加敬虔的方式，来当作我们的休闲。
So let's all just practice, do whatever we can to help ourselves to be more godly and to turning those activities into our leisure.
那就像成为一个神所讨神喜悦的基督徒的儿女。
So we can become a person that's pleasing to God.
我们愿意这样操练吗？
Are you willing to practice?
最后我们一起来回应，在这首在花园里。
Let's all stand up and sing this song in the garden.